Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Mac Show Summer Fun Edition. I'm Jeff Gamet. I'm your interim host, sitting in for Ewan Rankin. And I'm actually really excited because this is our first Summer of Fun episode for the Mac Show. We did our Summer of Fun for the Big Show yesterday, and it was great. And so here we are again, and just absolutely awesome. Speaking of awesome, we have an amazing panel here today, and I can't wait to introduce everyone. So I'll just start going around my screen. Dave, how are you today?
Doing well. Just it's Friday. It's been a little bit under the weather, but I'm getting back to things, and didn't do a podcast this week, so it's the first one of the week. So since we've missed Chuck as well, so happy to be here.
Well, happy to see you. And Patrice, how are you doing?
I'm doing well. It's being actually really nice here. And I mean, it's been a crazy week. Today was one of those days. I don't know if you have that too, but in development, sometimes there are days where it's just one weird thing after another, and like stuff you cannot explain, doesn't make any sense whatsoever. And you're just like baffled, why is this even happening? Today was one of those days, like one after the other. And I still haven't fixed them. Also, I'll probably be going back to work later.
Oh, well, I'm sorry you have to go back to work later.
It's fine.
Yeah. Cal, you're back with us again. Second week in a row.
2 weeks on the trot, that's right.
Yeah, how are you doing?
Yeah, good. Been a busy week. Always lots to do. Just getting stuff set up and ready to go. So, yeah, but always try and make time for this on a Friday, and glad to be back again, which is good.
Well, yeah, and you have that movie wind in your hair thing going on. It's really cool.
It's either that or you get a puddle of Callum. So,
no, this looks awesome.
But, you know, depending on our demographic, a puddle of Callum, we could make a lot of money off.
Next on our OnlyFans.
That's right. That's right.
Jesus.
Chuck, how are you?
I'm good. I back from a few days off with a head cold, so I apologize for that. And Patrice, your description of your day, you know, when things just one weird thing after another, you just described my life.
True. That's true.
You know, so, but doing good. Missed you guys last week. Glad to be back.
Well, it's good to have you back.
And Motorbike on it in the chat is saying like he would be totally on with Callum's OnlyFans. So
yeah, that's what I'm seeing. Muller's this is what ready I'm to interpreting. Start throwing pounds and dollars and euros mm-hmm. right at that account, which you know mm-hmm. I think that that's really awesome. And Muller, you just be you and own it. It's great. Yeah. So
dollar,
summer of fun.
Dollar and euro is equal.
Almost. There you go. So now you get even more value for the money that you're sending to Callum's OnlyFans account.
to be clear, Mueller has never had a problem being Mueller, so he's
true.
I think his biggest problem is going to be the fact that I don't know why he'd use euros anyway, but it's fine.
It's true.
Yeah, well, you know, maybe he's just a rebel.
Well, he's that.
Yeah, well, there you go. Okay, so Summer of Fun. The idea came from Patrice. So, Patrice, thank you for being brilliant.
You're welcome. I stole it. So I should give credit to Relay FM. They came up with it. I just stole it.
Well,
don't let them made it our own. I mean, it's a very British thing, right? Steal it and then declare it your own.
There you go. Oh my God, we've just colonized Relay FM. Oh,
wow.
Well, there you go.
Wow.
Anyhow, the idea behind Summer of Fun is we're just picking a topic each mm-hmm. week and discussing that. And so our topic for this week is what is the next big thing for Apple? And Meaning, what area could Apple get into next? What are they going to do?
Mm-hmm. And the wackier, the better. I mean, this is summer of fun. So let's go wild with what could Apple do? What do we want Apple to do? Or what do we fear Apple would do? Like, either way is fine. So, like, there are so many options.
There are. And
yeah. I mean, the obvious stuff like cars and so on. I mean, that's boring. Like, we know Apple is looking into that. Well, so what's the other stuff?
I'll toss one out. I think that they're going to start making personal assistant robots.
Ooh. Okay. What would that robot? I mean, there are some obvious problems with that, because if it's based on Siri, then the robot will just be standing in your room. You say, like, tell it to whatever, like, grab you a beer, and it leaves the house and whatever, drives your car into a ditch because it doesn't understand.
Well, no, you'd ask for a beer and then it would just say, this is what I found on the internet.
<That's also not. laughs>
In my case,
here are cinemas near you.
Yeah, I probably I'd say, hey S lady, get me a beer, and she'd say, I seem to be having a problem with that, and then I'd say, hey S lady, get me a beer. This seems to be taking too long. Hey S lady, get me a beer. Okay. And then the robot walks through the house and turns off every single light.
Yeah, exactly.
Yep.
That's exactly how it would go. Yeah. But I mean, what could Apple do with that robot? Like, what services would they sell to you? You know, Apple is all about services.
So, yeah. How about a subscription service where you have multi-levels, sort of like we're getting with music right now. Mm-hmm. And depending on which level you subscribe to determines how socially friendly your personal companion robot is.
So, I like how you phrased it, socially friendly. I think your mind was going in the same direction as me, since we just talked about OnlyFans. Like, that is one subscription service for the robot.
Yeah, you know, at the base level, it's just, you know, this generically robotically polite device.
No, I'd want it to go the other way. I think if you're paying for the lowest tier, it's got to be really rude. So, like, you ask for a beer and it just tells you to do one. I think that'd be brilliant.
All right, I can see that. Okay.
Yeah. No, get it yourself.
You get it, like, the base package is Gordon Ramsay, and then
yeah.
Okay, so you pay for the mid-level package. Or actually, maybe you could have it where it's a thing where you have the device, and if you don't pay for the add-on subscription, it's rude to you. So you get rude for free, and you get emotionally neutral, polite for 99 cents a month. You get
you're cheap, Jeff. You're cheap. It's at least $9.99 if it's Apple.
Well, okay. Let's call it $2.99, because at $9.99 you get the version that has a nice personality. It learns to adapt to you and to interact with you in a way that works best for you, and it can do more functions. And then for $14.99 a month, then it adds on the personal pleasure features.
Yeah,
Jeff, some of this carries over into an idea I had about just an Apple dating service.
Okay.
You know, I hadn't thought about exactly the hardware enhancements that you're talking about. I was just thinking more about, you know, connectivity, because Apple has such a great track record of social network development that this would be a new frontier for them.
I think they already have the code in play. Like, they already have the code. Like, just take Ping. What was it? Connect. Release that. Like, rebrand it, release it, then sure.
And you've already got my credit card for my Apple ID, mm-hmm. you know. So I mean, if I need a date, it's just, you know, click and I've got it.
So what you're saying is Apple could be the Uber of intimate home companionship.
There you go.
I wasn't quite going that far, Jeff, but I want to get to hear from there. I mean,
you did say attachments.
Yes, I did. Yes. You know, yes, I that's the interface would look like I want to get to hear from there, you know, in what's the shortest route? Do I want the Max or do I want the Mini, or, you know, do I need to take Max luggage with me, or what's, you know, there's so many facets to this.
How much RAM do you want?
Yeah, do you need a buffer?
Sure. And then and again, you know, think about this could integrate with Apple's existing healthcare initiatives. Mm-hmm. Since we are talking about
exercise.
Yeah, since we are talking about exercise here, so, you know.
You have no idea how difficult it is to not make a prostate joke. Mm.
This is the summer of fun, Jeff.
Exactly.
Okay. Well, then to tie it back into health, your robot during your $14.99 a month intimate activity subscription can also perform consensual medical examinations, including prostate exams. Can you imagine that activity ring on your Apple Watch?
Gives a whole new meaning to activity ring.
Oh, yes. Oh, my God.
I cannot believe that you still lets me do this.
Who came up with this?
I think this is the last episode.
Yeah.
It's been a great run.
This is the first and last episode of Summer of Fun. We killed it right here. Mm.
It's only 25 past.
Yeah, there you go.
Mahler says show title.
Which one? That's all I need.
Yeah, which one? Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Anyhow, yeah. so that was my first idea for what Apple could get into next.
I had a different idea. Go ahead, David. I talk a lot anyway.
No, so. I was going to say I thought of something, and it's not going to be anywhere as crazy as Jeff's idea, but I see Apple could dive into the drone world and have there be an Apple drone and have it, so where Siri, you could ask Lady to tell the drone what to do and where to go and fly around. And, you know, I mean, I'm not
like,
in the drone.
Like a surveillance drone, like the thing that that Ring did, right? I mean, they had a drone like for a house, but something like that, but like privacy conscious and better.
Oh, of course.
Like you tell it to whatever, go to your backyard and see what the dog is doing out there, and it just does it.
Dave, I actually like this idea. Mm-hmm. And I like it as something that Apple could tie into other things that they have. For example, you have an iPhone, you have iMovie on your iPhone, and they have pre-programmed like cinematic templates like they already have, but now they can incorporate the drone. So when you go to do a video recording of something with iMovie, then it automatically flies the drone for you and gets the dramatic sky shots and flybys.
Yes, that would be great. That's
something they should dabble in. It's another service. Services keep growing, so why not another one?
Mm-hmm.
That would be awesome. Like you or I don't know, you have a party and you want to have those really cool shots, and I mean Apple has really good cameras these days.
Mm-hmm.
So could have an iPhone really nice party shot. Maybe we've already seen it. You know, remember at the last Apple event there was a drone in Apple Park and there were some photos of it.
Oh, they were giving us Easter eggs for future products.
Yeah, exactly.
And you could put a HomePod Mini on the bottom of the drone, and then, you know, station those around your party, so you have music at the party and, you know, video.
Can you imagine spatial audio where you don't have to move your head? The speakers fly for you.
Just hovers.
Wow,
that's like this. The hovers over.
No, you know, it flies around like in the beginning and measures like the audio profile of the area, and then it perfectly positions them. Like if you have like whatever eight drones, it like figures out the exact setup so that every place is perfect.
Well, or as people come in and move around, it just have it readjust itself in real time. So that, yeah, you know, it continues to stay perfect.
That's true. Yeah, that's a cool idea. I like that. I want that. You could even do that like with some smaller drones in your apartment or in your house. Like when you, like, you know, you usually have to have HomePods everywhere or HomePod Minis everywhere, and when you walk around to listen to something, you're listening to something, you go from room to room. What if the HomePod just follows you?
Oh, but what if it just follows you everywhere?
Yeah.
Well, now we're back to the personal assistant robot.
Yeah.
You can have a personal assistant drone.
Little flying robot.
Yeah, yeah. That's a lot better.
You like a dog.
Yeah, that means you don't have to worry about carpets or, you know,
or anything stairs.
Still laying on the floor. Yeah, it's going to know the airspace is wide open.
Mm-hmm. That's an idea. I like that.
Nice.
I mean, there's infinite potential in those drones for Apple. Like services, they can have a whole like accessory ecosystem where you can attach different things like your HomePod Minis and whatever cameras and whatnot. Like,
how about hook it to Google Maps or Apple Maps?
And so, Google
Maps. And so you have your little Apple drone with you. I don't even know what service anyone sells anymore. It's so, you know, you have your iPhone with CarPlay giving you directions to where you need to go, and then your Apple drone flies up off your car, and so it has a higher vantage point and it can see farther and it can give you more accurate real-time information about traffic conditions and road hazards, and can even scope out parking spaces for you.
Didn't someone just do that? I remember some video recently where there was a car that had a drone in the back.
Oh, well, there you go.
Yeah. So there's your idea. And Apple will probably do it and do it better.
Right. And it'll fit with CarPlay.
No.
All right, Patrice, you sounded like you had something that you were going to share before Dave's drone.
I'm going to go crazy again. Traffic lights. It's the ultimate, like, I mean, when you're sitting at a traffic stop, it's the ultimate way for Apple to like advertise to you or show you movies or whatnot. And traffic lights are boring and bad. So whole traffic light system.
So you pull up to an intersection, the light turns red, you stop.
Mm-hmm.
And
then there's a massive iPad or something. Like whatever, like showing you a trailer for like a movie or an Apple TV show.
Maybe it ties into your Apple AR glasses.
Huh. I was going to say, isn't that just a billboard?
Yeah.
It
won't
be something physical. It could be
an Apple billboard. Could be an AR billboard. That's true.
Yeah, but billboards are so old school until Apple does them. And then they're amazing, new, and innovative.
Yeah, I mean,
it could
be
an AR billboard, so it shows you personalized ads to you, and they're different for everyone.
I mean, I was really thinking about the traffic light itself, like the entire system of. I'm pretty sure Apple could make that better. I mean, right now they're pretty stupid.
They are, especially in Boulder. Oh my god!
I think that's just in general. Maybe I don't know. Maybe in South Korea or something, the better I've heard. But
still, plenty of old school billboards too. I'm gonna. Mm-hmm. Get those guys up there putting the paper up, and instead of
we have a million of those here.
just having come back from Vegas, I would love to see something like this for crowd management, not for the cars, but for the people. So that, you know, when it says don't walk, you know, there's some kind of punitive action taking to the people that violate that. Yeah. Which, you know, I mean, this could cross
Vegas Boulevard.
Yeah, we could factor in with the drones here, where the drones are patrolling, and you know, when it says don't walk, they drop down and tase people that try to.
You know, I see an opportunity here now that you bring that up, Chuck, because you're right. The traffic between cars and people in Vegas, especially down on the Strip, well, specifically in that Strip area, is insane. Yeah. So maybe what Apple could do is develop a system where maybe they like bore these big tunnels under the roads. So all the traffic can just drop down in a tunnel and go underneath the current roadways, and then take the where everything is paved right now and turn it into walkways and, you know, maybe put some palm trees or whatever up in there, and then have a system where the cars can move without having to deal with people, and people can move without having to deal with cars. And since so many of the casinos have parking garages and they have underground parking, you just punch a hole into their parking garage, and now from these bored holes, tunnels, you'd be able to just shoot right into the parking garages for each casino. Cars aren't even visible anymore.
Well, I think this would be a perfect partnership with Elon Musk's boring company.
Right.
True. Yeah. Finally, we have a way to use those tunnels.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, that's actually not a bad idea. What if Apple wasn't actually working on a car? What if it was like an individual car pod, like something that like for one person that you can jump into?
Little shuttle pod sort of thing.
Yeah, and you can combine them. Like if you're with your family, you can kind of hook or like magnetically connect the couple together if you want to travel together.
Oh, that's great. Like a little train. The family, the kids start acting up, and instead of saying, do you want me to turn this car around right now? You just say, do you want me to disengage your pod? I will leave you here. Do not test me.
But you could go on better than that. You could just turn their pod around and you carry on.
Yeah, exactly.
You go home. I'll amazing.
Mm-hmm. But to take that idea and twist it a little bit, the idea of an expandable vehicle that, you know, you only would have a small one, you know, for like the commute to work. But when you want to go on vacation or take a road trip, you know, you just connect a couple extra pods for luggage and anything else.
Yeah.
Because plenty of people. Plenty of people right now rent SUVs specifically for trips. If you could just, you know, have a pod that you could connect and turn your vehicle into a different functioning kind of vehicle, that would be really interesting.
A train or a bus, basically.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, I don't think there would be a limit how many you can, maybe at some point there might be a limit how many you can connect. But I mean, if you have a big family and they're like, whatever, 20 people together, instead of one car driving up front and everybody following and making sure they're like that, we don't get like don't lose anybody, you just connect all the pods.
I like that. Chuck, when you first mentioned that expandability part, in my mind I went right to, it's not add more pods to the pod that you're in, it's that your pod can expand like an Apple accordion. And so I need to have my one seater, two seater for commuting to work. And that's what it is. And then when I need to carpool or I'm picking up a couple friends and we're going out, I hit the button for how many people I'm going to be taking with me. And then the car just kind of accordions out. And, just like that, and now it's a four-seater, which then also makes it easy to park. You get to a parking space that's too small for your car, you have everyone get out, and the car compacts itself down and pulls itself into space.
Mm-hmm.
I like to mention. Not like now where they're going to just, you can get out of the car and pull into the spot and you can't even get in.
Yeah. Yep. Okay, so it's not just Boulder with the parking spaces that don't fit cars. Okay.
Nope. It's everywhere.
Okay.
Have you been to Europe? Parking spots here are smaller even.
Muller
says you watch too many Jetsons.
Oh, I get it. Muller's old. Did you know the Jetsons was like only 25 episodes total?
Yeah. One or two seasons.
It was really? Yeah. I mean, doesn't it feel like the Jetsons ran for years and years? Yeah, it was just a handful of episodes.
I don't know what the Jetsons is.
And I saw a thing that said that for the time when the Jetsons takes place, George Jetson is born this year.
Is it 2020? 2022?
2022. I also like the fan theory that the Jetsons and the Flintstones happen at the same time, and that there's been some sort of apocalypse-like event, Holocaust event, where you have a fracture in society, and you have the people that are now well-off, well-to-do, and they live in the Sky Cities. And everyone else lives on the ground without electricity, without running water, without any modern technologies. Yeah.
Interesting.
So anyhow.
Anyhow, we need different ideas. What else could Apple do?
Well, let's see. I'll go ahead, Callum.
I think they could go into health hardware. I can see that.
So, what do you mean with that?
That fits in with my robot idea.
I'm not entirely, well, sort of linking in with the Apple Watch, sort of monitoring for different conditions. So, yeah.
I mean, blood pressure.
Yeah, maybe not like hospital equipment. Yeah, mm-hmm. Something that can monitor pre-existing conditions and give you data on it. And I can see them going sort of further with that. Maybe like even silly stuff like a pair of Apple scales if you want to measure your weight and keep a track of it that links into an app.
I would buy that.
Yeah. Something like that.
I want to point out that Callum brought the classiness back to the show.
Yeah, I was going to caveat it with, sorry, it's not a very silly one, but
it doesn't matter.
Yes,
it's actually I like that idea, and there's a lot of potential. And honestly, the market isn't all that great. Like when you look at it, there isn't like too many manufacturers that, on a global scale, especially and somewhat reliably, provide products like medical grade products. I mean, there's probably a million Chinese knockoff or not knockoff product, but I mean, I think Withings.
Yeah, Withings.
One of a handful of companies that I'm aware of that do stuff like that. Mm. There's also what's the other one? Netatmo or something like that.
Yeah, I don't consider Fitbit to be the big name anymore.
Mm-hmm.
You could have Apple hearing aids.
You kind of do already.
Exactly. I was about to say that.
But ones that sort of link in as earphones as well as being hearing aids.
Mm-hmm.
I'm looking up the scan watch from Withings right now. So
I know it's not as funny as Jeff Sachs' robot, but it's all a good
company. Yeah, but it's not about the watches. I mean, but Withings has those blood pressure monitors, like the wrist and the upper arm cuff thing, I think. As I said, it's not about the watches. It's about the other hardware that's more like this stuff here, like the blood pressure monitor.
So much of that stuff, it's so difficult to, you know, to get the approvals.
When has that ever been a problem for Apple? They're adding plenty of health features to the Apple Watch, which needs approval. It might take a couple of years to do it, like an Apple is doing it.
Yeah, depending on how, you know, I mean, we've talked about this before, that, you know, there aren't necessarily medical grade, you know, they're kind of in that little gray zone that allows for, this will help you manage your health, or this will help you manage this. It's not, you know, okay, because listen, Apple's such a big target already for lawsuits. Can you imagine if they really got into the, you know, hardware market for health? Oh my God.
But I think that has more to do with the device than with that Apple can't do it or doesn't want to. It's more that the Apple Watch, like by the size and the way where it lives, is simply limited in doing all those things properly. And I think that's probably also the point, like to say, hey, Callum, like, what if Apple expanded that and has devices that connect to the Apple Watch or the iPhone? As I said, I could definitely see that.
Yeah, I can see that too.
It seems like a logical extension to the things that already do in a market that's probably not as competitive as you'd probably think it would be.
The one I have here, Medisana, is one of this is used in doctor's offices and so on. But they mostly, it's a German company and they mostly sell in Europe. I've seen that you can get them in the US, but like a couple of select devices. There's nobody on this, even close to the scale and the capabilities, I think, of Apple.
You know, this is a place where Apple could do another strategic acquisition. They bought, was it Beddit, the sleep tracking company?
Yeah, Beddit.
They could go in and buy a company that already has a wide range of devices that already have compatibility with Apple products, like iHealth.
Oh, I forgot about air health. Yeah.
There you go.
I think Apple would still. I have a feeling Apple would still not buy them for the devices, but buy them for the talent.
I could see that. I'm assuming that's what they did with Beddit, because you can't even buy their sleep sensor anymore, which, by the way, I thought was an absolutely brilliant device. I used mine all the way up until it died. And it was great, you know, completely non-intrusive sensor strip that lays on the mattress under your sheets.
Mm-hmm.
And that thing was great.
The one thing that's sort of in line with this, and I feel like we might be seeing just the first glimpse of it with the new ability to scan in your medications into your iPhone. I'd love to see Apple really get aggressive on your health records and your medical history in some common format that 99% of the doctors, hospitals, and everything else would accept, because right now I am just perpetually going in and having to rewrite or relist the same things sometimes even at the same facility for a second visit in a year, and that just show me what I told you last time and ask me if it's updated, but don't make me redevelop it from scratch.
Here's a wonky idea. What if Apple got into the pharmaceuticals industry and like made their own medications or developed their own medications? I mean, isn't that the next step after all of that? Like, especially with all the issues about pricing and so on that we're having, like Apple could go in and say, okay, like we're going to produce it and it's going to be the best medication ever and it's not going to cost you $5,000 a month.
I'm going to take it a crazy step further. What if Apple did that and they sold you a device that you put on your counter? And when you got a new prescription, then through the whole health kit system that your doctor is already tied into, they create your prescription. It automatically goes to the device on your counter and produces mm-hmm. the medication for you and doses out your meds when you need them. So you don't have like a big bottle of pills sitting around that you may mm-hmm. or may not remember to take, or that you may want to get rid of at some point, which of course you can't just throw down the drain. So now you have less drug waste and you have the convenience of being able to get your drugs right at home. And and there you go. Apple's in the pharmaceutical industry mm-hmm. and pulling you into yet another subscription. It's a service.
It's true. Medication as a service. I like that idea.
Bob is saying Apple Meds, don't be daft. Well, think about naming. I mean, like you could have eye drops.
An apple a day.
There you go.
An apple a day vitamins.
Yeah.
Apple vitamins.
There you go. Yeah. Mueller's saying put the drugs right in your Apple Watch and have it automatically inject them when required.
Why not?
Have your drone drop them.
There you
exactly
go.
Exactly when your mouth's going to be open and you just don't have to worry about it.
Oh, that's an idea. No, it shoots them into your mouth.
Yeah. And then if you cross the street the wrong place, you get tased. Brilliant.
No, you get shot with like whatever, like
you get medication. Shot with your own bills. Yeah.
But then when you get home and you're feeling horrible about all this, your personal companion robot says, "Come here, I'll make you feel better."
Oh my god.
If you cross the street when you're not supposed to, they give you the wrong medication, so you can't cross.
Or just don't give you your medication.
Yeah,
like no meds for you today.
Yeah. Oh,
I just had a horrible thought about the Apple robot. It's taking care of your most necessary needs, and halfway through, it stops and gives you an alert. Your monthly subscription payment did not process.
No. Oh my god. I thought you would say it stops and gives you an alert that it's going to install an update now.
Oh, that would be horrible as well. Yeah.
Which is a whole new function of the personal care robot.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, take and run with that one, Jeff. I'm waiting.
I'll tell you what, it would make people looking to get repair a lot more anxious about waiting time.
Right. Can you imagine someone bringing their personal care robot
Apple
into Callum and saying,
"Yeah,
so here's the problem I'm having with mine right now," and Callum was like, "Oh, I bet the O-rings need to be lubricated. Okay, we can take care of that."
Oh my god.
Cal, you've got a lot of new certifications to get.
I don't think I want them.
O-ring.
Yeah, and I can see people coming in saying, "So my robot, it froze up and I actually can't get it to work at all." And then you pull out this like diagram book and you flip through and you're like, "Were you in this position? No. Were you in this position? No. This, yeah, that's the position. Okay. I know which reset sequence we need to do now."
See, you were pretty much perfect there, but Apple would never give you the diagram book, so I'd be scuppered.
Don't worry. There's probably a web page out there.
I think there's definitely a web page out there for it.
Mueller wants to know if you can give the sex robot a deep clean. Mueller, it's not a sex robot. It's an intimate personal companion device.
Exactly.
Right. Got to be politically correct.
That's right.
The robots have feelings.
Cal, well, you took it that right out of my head. I was going to say you're referring to it. I mean, is that socially acceptable at this point?
That's right. Yes.
You should use the gender neutral they.
Oh, there we go. Yeah, they. Unless your robot prefers it, and then use it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Unless your robot told you otherwise.
There you go. And as amazing as this sounds, this show and all the others is sponsored by TSO hosts. Can you believe it? For some reason, they are giving us the bandwidth we need to stream you amazing content like this every single week. And I'm at a loss, but genuinely appreciate their generosity. They give us that bandwidth we need to live stream shows. They also give us the space we need on their servers so that we can have our website and host files for you so you can watch or listen to the show at your leisure, because no doubt you're going to listen to this one or watch it 2-3 times easy. What they're asking of us is that you just hit social media and thank them for being here supporting the British Tech Network. And that only takes a minute. So please go do that. If it turns out that you need to have a website hosted or you need to buy a domain name, well, hit them up, because that's what they do. And use them for your web hosting. Use them to buy your domain names. And when you do that, use the discount code BTN20 and you'll get a discount on their services, which is totally awesome. So thank you for being so generous and being here to support the British Tech Network. So thank you, TSO hosts. And with that, Patrice, do you mind telling people where to find the chat, please?
Yeah, that is super easy and does not require any new Apple devices or any Apple devices whatsoever. All you need is, if you want to listen to this live, like every Friday at 4 p.m. UK time for the Mac show, and also every Thursday at 7 p.m. UK time for the big show, you can just take whatever your device is, take your browser, enter chat.britishtechnetwork.com, and you're in. That's easy. And then you can talk to all the awesome people in the chat. Like I saw Bob Beach, I saw Motorbiker. Obviously, all of us are in there. There are probably a couple other people that I didn't see. It's super easy. And usually, like normal times, not summer fun, you might post links. But today, there was nothing really to post about. Oh, well, it's not true. There was a link to the Jetsons DVD series. So if you want to buy that, if you want to buy the DVD set, the link is in our chat. But let's say you're listening to this after the fact, like on your commute, sitting at the traffic light, and you want to know, like you want to buy the Jetsons DVD set and you want to know where to find that. It's also very easy. Again, take your browser, point it to britishtechnetwork.com/chat, and then you will get a little calendar. You select today's date. That is the 8th of July, 2022. And then you will be in and you will see everything that we've talked about. No live chat because obviously it's not live, but you can still see and click everything. But please don't click any links Motorbiker has posted. It's just safer.
That's just good life advice right there. Yeah. And thank you for doing that, Patrice.
You're welcome.
And so since we're doing Summer of Fun and cool things are optional, if anyone has a cool thing they want to share, great. Otherwise, I am going to wrap us up.
I got nothing.
All right. Yeah. Well, then in in that case, this has been a wonderfully fun episode, and I cannot wait for people to start making all these cool things that we've come up with. And so with that, Dave, where can people find you?
You can find me at In Touch with iOS at intouchwithios.com. We'll be back next week. Was off this past week for the holiday here in the United States. You can go on my YouTube channel, which is youtube.com/DaveG65. And you can find me on Twitter at DaveG65. And on Mac Voices Live, we'll be back next week, as Chuck will tell you. And we'll be back then there as well. Looking forward to that. And here on the Mac Show. Thanks.
Awesome. And Patrice, where can people find you?
Well, I'm here every week on the Mac Show on Fridays, also on the Big Show on Thursdays. Also during Summer of Fun, we're going to have a lot of fun with some really random topics. So please join us and have fun with us. Like, I can tell you, next week is going to be completely different. It's kind of the magic of Summer of Fun. But if you want to find me and everything I'm doing and all the social media links and the Buy Me a Coffee link, if you want to support me, you could head over to British Tech. Sorry, to yes, head over to British Tech. But then, more importantly, go to thepatrice.com, and there you will find everything. And if you want to listen to really awesome people talk about food-related stories and memories, I have a podcast called Foodie Flashback where I talk to those people.
Awesome. All right, Callum, where can people find you?
I tap myself off mute. You can find me in the Slack room, and you can find me on Twitter at R. Callum. If you need help with anything, have any questions, feel free to reach out, and I'll do my best to give you a hand. Brilliant show as always.
Awesome. I think. All right, Chuck, where can people find you?
You can find me at macvoices.com. That's where I have conversations with a lot of interesting people. This week, we kicked off the Road to MacSock series. And so some of us will be going to MacSock in a few weeks. This will give everyone a chance to get to know the presenters and get an idea of what they'll be talking about. As David says, Mac Voices Live was off last week, but we're back this Tuesday night, 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. Pacific, whatever time that is, wherever you are, at youtube.com/MacVoicesTV. Let's see, what else? And on any of the socials as at Chuck Joyner. And I do want to point out that Bob Beach in the chat room has indicated that tennis was more interesting than this panel. So take to heart what Patrice said, that next week will be completely different.
I want to point out that the tennis Bob Beach watches, I believe, is nude tennis. So
that's why.
It just completely changes the game. Completely changes it.
It's Apple tennis.
Yeah. And now I've got an image in my head that I kind of wish I didn't have, but that's my own fault. Anyhow, you can find me on Twitter and Instagram, and I'm Jay Gamut on both, youtube.com/JayGamut for occasional videos. Most Tuesdays on Mac Voices Live with Chuck, most Thursdays on In Touch with iOS with Dave, the Big Show on Thursdays, here on Fridays with all of you, and on the Context Machine with Brian Chaffin. We have teamed up again, and we're having fun with that show. Wow. Okay. Thank you, all of you, for being such an amazing panel and putting a smile on my face on this Friday morning. All of you absolutely rock. I love every single one of you. All of you that are here with us today, well, thank you for putting up with us. Thank you for being here with us and being part of the show. Thanks for participating in the live chat and being part of that as well. For those of you that watch or listen later, hey, thank you for being part of the BTN family as well. You're all awesome, every one of you. And thank you to TSO Hosts for being our sponsor. Give them some love online and thank them for being here to support us. Also, don't forget to check out the photo show and the daily news show. Thanks to everyone that's still sending in money to support the daily news show. You are awesome. And with that, I believe we've hit everything we really need to do for today. So Everyone have an awesome weekend. Don't forget to come back next Thursday for the big show, Summer of Fun. And then join us again on Friday for the Mac Show, Summer of Fun. And everyone have a fantastic weekend. We'll see you again next week.